WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
You're listening to WBEZ. With yesterday's primary results now in, Illinois will be home to several key congressional races this fall. It comes as Republicans think this midterm election could be a red wave, and they can take the speaker's gavel away from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Joining us now to get a sense of this fall's election and where Illinois' congressional delegation could fit into the larger picture is Lynn Sweet, who covers Washington for the Chicago Sun-Times. Lynn, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start first by looking at the Democratic congressional results in Chicago. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders endorsed two candidates who won their competitive primaries. You have Delia Ramirez on the northwest side and Jonathan Jackson on the south side. Assuming they win in November, how would Ramirez and Jackson fit into the House of Representatives?
They'll be freshman Democrats, so they'll be trying just to find their way. A lot will depend, though, on if they are in the majority or the minority. My experience in covering freshmen is that in the beginning, they just try to figure out what issues they want to be involved in, and most important, what committees they could get themselves appointed to.
Let's move to the opposite end of the political spectrum. Far-right Congresswoman Mary Miller defeated incumbent Congressman Rodney Davis. Former President Donald Trump had endorsed Miller. So what do you think this race says about Trump's popularity among Republicans in Illinois?
Trump is very popular. Here are three races to look at that kind of prove that. Yes, obviously, Darren Bailey and his primary win for governor. Even though he got the late-breaking endorsement from Trump, he didn't need it because he Velcroed himself to Trump from the beginning. Mary Miller, who won over a veteran, conservative, pro-Trump Rodney Davis, and then in the Illinois Senate Republican primary, Peggy Hubbard, who had very little resources, name recognition, but was a MAGA Republican, came in second. And if you want to bookend Delia Ramirez's race, you are looking at what I believe my analysis is, where politics are going in Illinois, and that is the far left and far right are gaining strength.
Lynn, we often hear about the suburbs in presidential elections. They have the power to decide the winner in some of the big swing states. Do you see any suburban Chicago districts that could flip from Democrat to Republican in the fall? And where do you think the main races are that we should be watching in our region?
I don't see any of the Chicago area races flipping. But I could tell you where there's going to be a run for the money on it. One race that I would look at is the 11th Congressional District. The Democrat there is incumbent Bill Foster. The Republican nominee is Catalina Luff, who has run for the House before, and she is allied with the MAGA Republican elements of the Republican Party. She spoke at Trump's 2020 convention. She has some experience as a campaigner. That will be a race to watch.
And in your mind, is there anything else we should watch out for the November election that might be interesting or surprising?
Well, if we could look at the Senate race, it does seem like Senator Tammy Duckworth has, I think, what, $7 million on hand. But the Republican nominee, Attorney Kathy Selvey, it'll be interesting to see what she decides to campaign on. Will she become, in a sense, part of the Darren Bailey ticket and campaign with him, with his embrace of Trump or not?
Lynn, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Lynn Sweet is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Chicago Sun-Times. This is WBEZ.